Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Coming up.
Failure to resolve older cases remains a concern, and we are seeing inconsistent enforcement by local authorities.
Almost half of septic tanks inspected by the EPA last year were found to be faulty. And Joe Biden says the US will stop sending some weapons to Israel if it invades Rafah. But first up this morning, Joe Biden says the United States will stop sending some weapons to Israel if it invades Rafah. Benjamin Netanyahu has been threatening a ground offensive for some time, insisting it's necessary to defeat Hamas. But around 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering in the southern Gaza city. A shipment of bombs was put on hold last week. U.S. senior Republican and Senate minority leader Mitch McConnell doesn't think the U.S. should be interfering.
This is obviously an extremely challenging situation. I think the last thing we ought to be doing is telling our Democratic allies you ought to have an election or you ought not to conduct this war in a certain way.
The Rafah crossing into Egypt remains closed while Israel says an expanded humanitarian zone in Al-Mawasi will be a safe haven for non-Hamas combatants. Trokra's Noreen Gumbo says life has become unbearable in Gaza.
We have been in touch with the local organisations that we work with in Gaza, and they've told us that last night and continuing into today have been particularly tough, experiencing severe distress, you know, on the move again with their families to the middle areas of Gaza, unable to return to their homes and unable of what the future holds.
Almost half of septic tanks inspected by the EPA last year were found to be faulty. 1,189 tanks were inspected in 2023, with 45% classified as failures, with a significant number identified as a risk to health. The agency is asking the public to make sure they maintain their tanks regularly and avail of government grants if repair work needs to be carried out. Noel Byrne from the EPA says some of the tanks inspected had not been fixed in more than a decade.
Failure to resolve older cases remains a concern, and we are seeing inconsistent enforcement by local authorities. So what we want to remind listeners really, look, at faulty septic tanks are a risk to the environment and to people's health, especially if there's a drinking water well on the same site, and really these must be resolved.
Asylum seekers at Cruxlane and City West in Dublin could soon be headed for the Midlands in a bid to make room for asylum seekers currently camping along the banks of Dublin's Grand Canal. Notices to vacate have been posted at both Cruxlane and City West, but no information has been provided about where the residents are being relocated to. It comes amid criticism of an offer posted at the IPAS offices in Mount Street, indicating an extra daily allowance for asylum seekers who refuse tents and find private accommodation instead. Labour's Education and Justice spokesperson Eoin O'Riordan says it's totally shambolic.
Gone from moving tents in Mount Street around Patrick's weekends to moving them again last week, and now we have another tent at the village that's sprung up. And it appears now that there's no joint up thinking at all. People are being asked to leave Cruxlane. They're being told that if they don't take a tent and go into the private housing market, that they'll get a payment.
President Michael D. Higgins will give the opening address at a major environment conference in Dublin today. DOCUS is celebrating 50 years of collaboration between humanitarian organisations in Ireland by holding a summit featuring some leading climate change experts. A survey by the group found 43% of Irish people feel Ireland should be doing more to help developing countries tackle biodiversity loss. DOCUS CEO Jane Anne McKenna says we understand how our actions have consequences in some of the poorest parts of the world.
We have a responsibility not only to dramatically reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, but also to provide financing for adaptation efforts in the global south and provide finance to deal with loss and damage resulting from climate breakdown.
A new survey suggests more than a third of prospective home buyers believe a change in government would be a good thing. Just 19% believe there's enough housing supply to secure a suitable property, and only 5% believe the government is doing enough to help. Joanne Geary, Managing Director of MyHome.ie, says the Taoiseach Simon Harris has pledged to build 250,000 homes by 2030, but people are wary.
What we're seeing is that, you know, there's a challenging outlook for the government as the respondents to the survey A third of them believe that a change of government would be a good thing for the market. Just 5% of people, of the respondents here, believe that the government is doing enough to help. So that's a challenging result for the government's performance.
Research carried out to celebrate Europe Day shows the vast majority of Irish people recognise the importance of the EU. A Red Sea poll found the majority of people believe it's important to have MEPs who actively advocate for Ireland's interests at EU level. Fionnuala Croker from the European Parliament Liaison Office in Ireland says the research shows three quarters of Irish adults want to know more about what happens at the European Parliament.
We discovered that a huge number of people, 87% of people, are aware of the benefits of freedom of travel and the benefits, in other words, that that our membership of the EU provides. 71% are aware of the work that the EU does in the area of human rights, and 65% are aware of the benefits of EU membership in relation to improvements to our transport infrastructure.
The best-run student businesses in the country will be celebrated today. The Student Enterprise Programme National Final takes place in Mullingar. More than 28,000 students will be taking part. John McGee is the chair of Network of Local Enterprise Offices, which runs the competition.
The programme effectively is helping young people to develop their enterprise skills and to think of entrepreneurialism as a potential career option. It enhances creativity for young people, it improves communication skills, and it helps develop business skills in young people. And crucially, it gives real-world learning opportunities.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need at newstalk.com.